My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris is just finishing off his nachos here at Casa Octavio. We have a lot of great listeners that have come by, and now everybody hates me because I did not draw their name for the last tickets.
Well, these guys here don't hate you.
No.
They won the tickets.
San Diego Drew and Lily
won the tickets. All right, Drew and Lily, good for you guys.
And then, you know what? The reaction was genuine, and it was great.
Yeah, so they're going to the game. I mean, they came down to the gas lamp today, hang out, have a cold drink and watch some of the show, and now they get to go to the game.
So
that's a nice deal.
Did you guys come down here hoping and that you would win, and if not, you just go home? Should they live right across the street?
Well, they're
all right. They said they saw the signs and we're stopping in.
We are. The show is geographically desirable to. What was their name?
Geographically desirable.
Drew and Lily.
Yes, Drew and Lily.
Well, congrats. They won the final pair of tickets. Thanks to everybody who came down and entered. And sorry we couldn't give tickets to everybody. But we've had a great day out here at Casa Octavio. Paul is the guy who runs this place.
Yep.
And he just came by to say hi, and he's done a great job.
Yes, he has.
And, you know, look, Hamby's been hustling out here, our promotion guy.
Really has.
And I didn't get, Aiden. Aiden. Sorry,
yes.
Aiden. Aiden's been over here working it, and, you know, we're having a good day out here, and it's always fun to be out. So I'm going to thank Tony Gonzalez again,
yes,
our sales guy, for getting us out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we like it, Scraby. We like to be out of the studio and hanging with the peeps.
Yeah, I was hanging with the peeps yesterday. I was hanging with the peeps today.
That's good. That's good to hang
now
with
now I'm going
to
be lonely when I'm at home and I'm not hanging with the peeps.
Oh, lucky the dog will take care of you.
Oh, lucky the dog. Actually, in the booth yesterday, or in the suite yesterday, they were saying how I needed to bring Lucky to the next Scrabinator game. And and Hamby's shaking his head no, like I shouldn't.
Well, it is Petco Park.
Exactly.
So there shouldn't,
where the pets go.
It's where the pets go. So,
and if it was Bark at the Park, what can they say?
When is the next Bark at the Park? You know,
probably
who wants to really go to Bark at the Park Day?
Your wife?
Yeah.
Well, she wants to bring. Kylie is the perfect dog for that.
Kylie's not the perfect dog for that because she barks at every other dog.
Okay, that's
and
true.
And I don't think that would make it too pleasant of an evening
but it
for
is called
anyone.
Bark at the Park.
I don't think it would make it too pleasant of an evening for anybody in attendance if Kylie is brought to Bark at the Park. So.
You know what Lucky did? I think it was yesterday on the walk.
Yeah.
So he likes he likes to lick the water in the gutter. Like, when we're walking around.
Such excellent manners. I wonder where he gets it from.
I didn't teach him to lick the water out of the gutter, Chris.
Okay, good.
But he saw a nice piece of, moss sitting there, and he gobbled it right up, and I got so angry and scared that he was going to get sick that I stuck my hand in his mouth and grabbed it all out.
Ew.
And he was looking at me like, bro, why'd you do that? I was just
no
eating
kidding,
some moss.
Man. This hour, by the way, this hour, I don't know if you knew this, was brought to you by Macy's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Good old Macy's. It's back to school already. Back to school at Macy's. It's all about fresh starts and new looks. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more. It'll all hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today. I don't know about you, Scraby, but when I was growing up, those three words caused me major anxiety.
Oh, me too.
Back to school. Like, I didn't understand why everyone else was so excited by that.
There's nothing exciting about it.
I hated that.
There's nothing exciting about it.
How about, like, the friends in your class who were, like, those people that, like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to get back to school. It's going to be awesome. I'll see everybody, and I'll be having so much fun. And I'm like, oh, my God, please.
Those are the people that actually are able to make lots of friends. Like, yeah. I moved in high school. I moved from the Bay Area to Carlsbad area, so I went to La Casa Canyon, but I was an entering freshman. I knew no one.
Yeah.
It was brutal. I hated it. I still am not good at making friends. High school is not good to me.
Enemies, okay? You're good at, though. So just you should apply some of that and see if you can't kind of flip it over and make friends.
You strike me as a guy who would be popular in high school.
Not really. Not really. You know me. I don't talk to any. I don't like stop and chats, so I don't talk to anybody.
Stop and chat.
I don't have time for people to be my, you know, friends. I'm not good at it.
What about Adam? Do you think Adam was popular in high school?
Adam seems like a pleasant enough
fellow. He's shaking his head no.
No, he wasn't popular.
So all three of us were not popular in high school.
Nobody knows
him. Is there a guy on the station that would be, or a guy or gal that would be popular in high school?
Woodsy,
Adam?
Come on. Woodsy.
Woodsy? Okay.
Oh, my God. Woodsy talks to everybody.
Hamby said he was very popular in high school.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, we'll try to steer it back to sports. My magnificent seven reasons why the Padres, this might be the year. They're coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yes, but first,
why don't you update us on Mike Shildt?
All right.
What did he have to say
today? Mike Shildt spoke with the media earlier today.
What did he not tell us today?
Well, we're going to have to find out this one because, wait a second. We have a significant roster move.
By the who?
By the Padres.
Oh, well.
It just happened now.
Is it?
It's breaking newsworthy.
Really?
It is breaking newsworthy. Uh-oh. Adam, would you agree on this?
This is breaking news from 97.3 The Fan.
Let me guess.
What?
They're putting Matt Waldron on the injured list.
No, they've optioned him
to
El Paso.
All right.
They're recalling Logan Gillespie from AAA El Paso.
Okay.
I get the move because he needs a little bit of rest, but I didn't think they were going to straight up option him.
Yeah, I don't know that El Paso is the best place to find your knuckleball.
No,
command.
Isn't that in the league where everybody hits home runs?
Yeah, but, you know, they need it. They could probably use another arm right now. So they'll do this, and then Monday when it's Waldron's turn to pitch, they'll
call him back up.
Well, no, they'll probably call up Vasquez and have him make the start and send somebody else down. That would be my guess. This isn't shocking. I don't know if it's an overreaction or not. I kind of think it is. But if Waldron is truly hurting a little bit, as he seemed to indicate after the game yesterday, then this is probably the best move.
It is the best
move. You know, you look around baseball, this is not surprising anymore. The Diamondbacks, a couple of weeks ago, sent their center fielder down, Alec Thomas. He was almost like an all-star last year. Nolan Gorman hit like 35 home runs last year, 20 this year, just got sent down by the Cardinals.
Well, he's been brutal this year.
He has, but my point is if you don't perform anymore, they don't wait around anymore for you.
Well, it's kind of like if you're a manager. You don't win games in your second year, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll talk about this again possibly by the end of the show. All right, does that change your Magnificent Seven at all that Matt Waldron was optioned?
Has nothing to do with
it. Has nothing to do with it.
None.
Mike Shildt, though, he was updating the media on Fernando Tatis Jr. We told you earlier that he was running on the field, and we have a video at 97.3 The Fan SD on Twitter. But he was talking to the media and talked about Fernando's progress.
Today, like any like healing specific stuff, like did you get the MRI or is it just like he's feeling good enough?
He's feeling good enough. I mean, it's 10 weeks. It'll be close to 10 weeks, you know, in a short period of time. So it's been a while. So he's been healing. And there's probably going to be some more imaging take place just to create more understanding of the baseline. But, and again, I don't want to get into the you know, medical space or the doctor space. But they clearly feel like there's been enough healing and rest to take place to allow him to progress and get his sprint work in and increase his baseball activities or get back to baseball activities.
What does it mean to him to be kind of be able to take those steps for the first time in a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he loves playing this game. You know, he's chomping the bit to go compete with his buddies and be a part of what we're doing here. And, you know, he was excited about, you know, the fact we're ramping up baseball activities yesterday, and I'm pretty sure he's good to get out there and get a little sweat going.
On Fernando Tatis Jr. telling us, as usual, not a whole lot, but he was out on the field sprinting some today. That
looking
in
very
itself,
strong.
That in and itself has to indicate that he's, you know, closer to getting back than he was, say, a week ago. And I'm predicting Labor Day.
You have predicted this.
Predicting Labor Day for Fernando. Or,
it
you know,
makes
that
sense.
Weekend area.
It makes sense.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, they need him, you know, for the September surge. All right, is that all we got for Mike Shildt today?
It's all about Tatis, but it's kind of the same sort of news.
Same so. Kind of stuff.
Yeah, same kind of stuff. But the okay. Matt Waldron thing, at first when I saw it, it was shocking to me, but it's not so shocking to me anymore.
Well, they could have put him on the IL and then just had him throw on the side for a couple of weeks and try to get his command back, or they can put him in some game situations. Obviously, that's what they've opted for. But, you know, it's been quite the roller coaster. Or are we allowed to say that?
Yes.
Will Mike Shildt be upset with us? You know, I mean, Matt Waldron started the year as the number five starter and was basically lucky to hold on to that in April and early May. And then for 2.5 months, he was better than anyone. Like, he was better than Dylan Cease. I mean, he was that good.
Yeah, he was.
And they even thought, a lot of people, that he should have made the All-Star team.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, you know, really been a struggle the last 5 or 6 starts. So.
You know what the Scrabinators were saying in the suite yesterday was?
I don't.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
They were saying, like, oh, hey, we got through the first inning with Matt Waldron. Things are looking up because he was having tough first innings and tough second innings. Second inning goes well. And then the wheels came off.
Well, he gave up one run in the third, and then the wheels came off
in the fourth.
They came off in the fourth, but as I said to Tony earlier, a lot of that was him taking one for the team.
Yes, it was.
They would have gotten him out of there in a normal game when it was 3, maybe 4-0, but they would have never left him in to face the lefty who hit the 3-run homer to make it 8-0. The cleanup guy. He's like, Wallner, thank you, Adam. There's no way the way Waldron was pitching that he would have been allowed to face Wallner in that situation normally. But in an 18-game stretch in 18 days with 4 big ones coming up with the Mets and everybody having pitched as much as they already have, you know, I could understand it. Mike Shildt rolled the dice, was hoping to get a couple more innings from him. It didn't work, but Waldron took it, and he had to take the bullet.
Yeah.
And him taking that bullet, although I know no one liked it, I didn't, you know, no one loved it. The bottom line, that bullet may help them win tonight or tomorrow. And that's, to me, part of being a team player. A lot of pitchers would have said, hey, I don't have it, Skip. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Waldron,
let me protect my stats.
Waldron was, so Waldron gave up 10 runs. Did you see that? That was the most runs a Padre starter has ever given up at Petco Park.
What?
Yeah.
That's
ever.
Insanity.
Well, they don't normally leave pitchers in to give up 10 runs.
No, they don't, but that seems crazy to me.
Because
the Padres have had some not-so-good teams here at Petco Park.
I know, but you don't normally leave a guy in to give up 10 runs.
You're right.
You know, they did yesterday, and I commend Waldron for taking it for the club. All right, let's check traffic, and then no more waiting around. Chris Ellos, 7. Magnificent 7.
You keep forgetting the title.
I keep forgetting the title of it. Chris's magnificent 7 reasons why this might be the year for the Padres. And I think they're all pretty legit.
Okay.
So stick around to find out about it when we return on Gwen and Chris.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Gwen and Chris wrapping things up today. Our live broadcast from Casa Octavio on the corner of 10th and J. Man, I'll tell you one thing, the Mexican food, the fare, was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of good cold beverages out here. Everyone having a great time. Still people coming in.
Yep.
Because the game is, about 90 minutes away? A little less
than that, actually. Exactly 80 minutes
80 minutes away from first pitch tonight. Dylan Cease will throw that pitch against the New York Mets. Sam Levitt will have the pregame show coming up in about 15 minutes. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and, of course, Mr. Scraby. All right, we've been talking about this, Scraby, so let's, you know, without any further ado, got my magnificent seven reasons why the 2024 season may be the year for the Padres. And you said that I should say it will be the year for the Padres, like they're going to win it all. But you know and I know that if I go ahead and predict something like that and they lose, like, let's say, 2 out of 3 games, everyone's going to flood my Twitter handle with, you know,
you threats, did this.
Threats of, you know, disfigurement. So I can't make a prediction that the Padres are going to win the World Series.
I get it.
At this point, hey. I would love, you know, for us to finally get our parade this year, and I think there's some legit reasons why that can happen. So here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Or do you have some more business you want to take care of?
No, go for it.
All right, number one reason why the 2024 might be the Padres' years. First of all, they're going to get into the postseason. And you have to get into the postseason to even have a chance. If they go 18-16 the rest of the way, they'll win 90 games this year, Scraby. That's the same number of games that the Texas Rangers won last year on their way to the World Series.
I like that. That's a good note.
So a little karma, maybe.
That's a good note.
But I'm thinking the Padres will get about 90, and that would be good. Number two, the Padres win close games. They do. They're 7-1 in extra innings this year. There's only one other team in baseball that has less than 3 extra inning losses. And that team's the Rangers, ironically.
That is ironic.
But the Padres are 7-1 in extra innings. They do the little things well. They normally run the bases well. I said that as I was thinking of my boy Ha-Sung. But they win close games, and I think that is a recipe for a championship season. They've had a little of that magic touch.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that 32 come-from-behind wins and so many dramatic wins, it just feels like it could be a championship season. All right, number three. And I think this is a big one. Reasons why the Padres could be the year. Number three, they hit the ball. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but here's what I mean. The Padres have struck out fewer times than any team in baseball. Meanwhile, the Padres' pitchers have struck out the second most in baseball. So you get into the playoffs, right? You're facing good pitching no matter who you're playing. Home runs are a little harder. To me, making contact, putting the ball in play is a big deal in the postseason.
Yeah.
The Padres do it better than anybody, and they prevent it better than anybody. I think that gives him a big advantage in any playoff series. Number four, Padres went on the road. They went on the road.
They do.
And if you're going to go into the playoffs as a wild card, guess what? The other team's going to have home field advantage, so you're going to need to win on the road. But the Padres have the best road record in the National League, and it's not even close, Costa. Get the hell out of here.
Costa,
who let him in?
The one-finger salute.
Costa. They let him even walk down the street is beyond me.
I know, right?
He's hilarious.
He is.
All right. But they went on the road.
Yes, they do.
And they're going to have to win on the road. Their record on the road is way better than any team in the National League. Not even close. Number five. They're going to get better. We already know it.
Getting better where?
They're going to get Fernando Tatis Jr. Oh, back. They're going to get Ha-Seong Kim back. They might even get Yu Darvish back. There is no team right now anywhere in baseball that's going to improve more than the Padres are in the next month. I mean, they're going to get, like, potentially three All-Stars and two almost Hall of Fame talents back.
That is true.
That's a huge reason why I think this could be their year.
That's massive. Yes, you're right.
Number six. This is a little humor. Number six, the Colorado Rockies will not be in the postseason.
You just had to make this a part of it.
Had to get that in there.
Are you saying that because of what happened when they faced each other that one time in the playoff game?
No, because of what happened this year. The Rockies were the Padres' kryptonite this year.
It's every year.
I know.
Except for last year, yes.
So my point being, the Padres don't have to walk into the playoffs and see the Rockies. We know that. And here's the number seven reason. The Magnificent Seven. It comes full circle, Scraby. The number seven reason is the Magnificent Seven. The seven arms in the bullpen that Mike Schilt can trust and you can trust and I can trust to get the job done in October. It's the deepest collection of reliable arms in all of baseball. Starts with Suarez. You got Scott. You got Jason Adam, who will be on our show tomorrow.
Yep.
Little programming note.
220.
That's three. But it goes beyond those guys. You got Adrian Morejon. You got Jeremiah Estrada. And it goes beyond them. Because Brian Hoeing has been almost unhittable.
He's been good.
And Yuki Matsui, I know he's given up a run here and there, but look him up for the last 2.5 months. He's been pretty, pretty good. My point is, will they be perfect? Probably not, but they could be as close to perfect as any bullpen group in baseball. Those are my seven magnificent reasons why this is the year for the Padres. And I think you'll agree that they're fairly legit reasons. I mean, they got to give you some hope moving forward.
When Chris says he's going to bring a list, I know that he's done his research because he's not going to just bring a list that has no research done. So I agree with everything. But do you know the pitching, the relief pitching, I think, is the most important.
Right.
Do you know what they're calling the combination at the end of the game now?
Every team that has a three-headed monster like this calls it something. What are the Padres calling it?
It's ASS. It's ASS. It's the Adam Scott Suarez. And so when someone says to you, man, ASS pitched so good last night, you know exactly what it is.
I don't know.
I don't want to
like
say
it.
The word, even though it's not really that bad of a word, but...
That's what... Oh, are they actually using the word?
Yes.
Okay.
They'd be like, Adam, can I say that? I can say that word, right? I can say it. So
right,
they just say ass.
So basically now the Padres say, we're going to lead for six innings, and then we're going to go ass.
I mean, they could.
Yeah.
They could.
Right.
I like it, though.
That's okay.
Give them the ass.
Okay.
Cornholing.
No, I agree with all your Magnificent Seven.
Well,
Chris,
there's my Magnificent Seven. I'm watching this Padre team. We've all seen the movie where the Padres kind of let it all slip away and it ends up in a pile of rubble. And I understand that a lot of fans out there are worried about it. And they're looking over their shoulder and they're seeing the Mets there. And they're going to St. Louis and they're going to see the Cardinals next week. And they're seeing all of these terrible things befalling this team in the next 5 weeks, you know, and somehow they're going to, you know, fall short of the playoffs and it's, you know, not going to work out. I just don't know that because that's happened before, it means it's going to happen again. This is a completely different, you know, ball club, different manager, different makeup. And the Padres do things well that are beneficial to you in the postseason. They don't strike out. Their pitchers do get strikeouts. The Padres win close games. The Padres win on the road. The Padres have arguably the best bullpen out there. And that doesn't include, you know, Cease and King and Musgrove. That's a pretty formidable, you know, three guys.
It really is.
That are going to be starting games.
You got to think, I mean.
And I didn't mention anyone by name in that. There was no mention Fart or Merrill or Higashioka or Manny or Fernand. None of that. It's all about what this team has shown us for the first 5 months of this season.
Who are your three wild card pitchers right now?
Oh, those three. That's it. That's right. No argument.
I just didn't know if you're going to throw in a wrench or something.
No wrenches. Musgrove, Cease, and King.
What order?
Adam. What am I going to do with him? Adam Klug, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going Cease.
I'm going to go with that order, what I just
Musgrove,
said.
Musgrove, King.
Not me.
You're going Musgrove, Cease, King.
Yes.
But I think, I mean,
Musgrove will start the opener. He's got the experience. He's been there. He's done that. Cease for the close down in game two. And then King, you know, right behind that. Feeling good.
I really like what I've seen out of Michael King.
And I, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, we got to get the number four spot. We got to get the home field in the first round. Be nice. But the Padres have won two out of three series in Baltimore this year, in Cleveland, in L.A., in Atlanta. I mean, you name it, they've gone and won series.
Yes, they have.
They can do it in Arizona if they have to.
Remember when I was like, yeah, Mike Schilt's right. All they need to do is win series. And everybody laughed at me for agreeing with him. Yeah. What about now? What about now?
I always laugh at you.
I know you do.
I always laugh at you.
The sun, I cannot believe this, but the sun has stayed away from us for the past 3.5 hours.
We were in the shade the entire time today.
Except for now.
At this last moment.
Yeah, it's good.
This last moment. All right, who won the tickets today? Patrick?
Drew and Lyle. Lily.
Drew, Patrick.
And Jonathan.
And Jonathan.
Yes.
We gave away three pairs of Padre tickets today.
For tonight's game.
For tonight's game. What a cool deal that is. Did you ever do anything crazy like my dad and I once did?
Like sneak into the place
and break
in? We
didn't sneak in. We went to Dodger Stadium in the fifth inning of a game once, and we just kind of walked around the perimeter. And somehow, some fans that were already inside said, hey, we got two tickets that we didn't use. And in we went.
I don't think that's a bad thing. It's fifth inning, whatever.
Yeah, we did. We got in. We saw the game. And it was like a 15-inning game, it ended up. So we felt like we got our full money's worth.
10 full innings for free.
Yeah.
I never did anything like that because I was a rule follower. Still am a rule follower.
Well, we were following the rules. We were just being very hopeful.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are good memories for you and your dad, though.
It was fun. It was fun.
How many games did you grow up going to?
I would say about 10 a year, maybe 15.
That's a lot.
And they had a thing in L.A. that was awesome. It was called the Dodger Pepsi Fan Club.
Oh, you've told me about this. This is awesome.
And they used to give you had to take a bottle cap from a bottle of Pepsi. And you had to get six of them. And you had to affix the six bottle caps to this sheet. I don't know. That was a pain to do. You had some glue, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had glue everywhere. You had bottle caps. It was on the sheet. Then you had to mail the sheet in
with
the six bottle caps.
Who's counting those bottle caps?
I don't know. But in return, you got tickets to six games.
Now
that
is worth it.
Six.
I thought you were going to say one game.
No, six. And they were smart, I hate to tell you, because I was the only one who got a ticket. They didn't give one to my dad. or my mom or anybody.
Oh, so they had to buy the ticket to take you.
That's right.
That is brilliant.
And you know that I was like, I'm going to this game. It went by hook or by crook, Dad. I got
six free tickets.
I have one free ticket to this game. If I had to go by skateboard, I was going.
Back in the day, you probably could have gone by yourself, right? I mean, yeah.
I did go when I got into high school, but not at the age I was in the Dodger Pepsi fan club. I was like 8 years old.
Oh, I thought you were back in the 30s. They didn't really have
in the 30s. Dodger Pepsi fan club was just the best. Six games a year.
You know, unfortunately, I don't have any baseball memories like that. Yeah. I went to Candlestick growing up a few times watching Giants games, but I remember it always being really cold, and they weren't very good.
You know what else I recall about the Dodger Pepsi fan club? They gave you a little card that said you were in the Dodger Pepsi fan club. It got you nothing. Other than the fact that you had a little card to carry around.
Did you show it off to everyone?
Yes, yeah, you were all excited. Hey, look, I'm in.
That's really
funny. It's
funny
what things were important to you when you were little.
All right,
thank you to everybody.
Woo-hoo!
It's a long list of people. Paul, who hosted us here, Casa Octavio, and all the wait staff who took care of us. Hamby, Aiden from Promotions, Adam back in the studio.
Yes.
And all of the people who came down to see us and win prizes, we appreciate it. We'll be back in our studio tomorrow at 2 o'clock. For Tony Gwynn Jr. and Scraby, I'm Chris Ello. Stay tuned. Sam Levitt's Padre pregame show is next. Then Padres Mets on 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.